Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. Today's show is brought to you by TraderCobb.com. Go across to TraderCobb.com, register for the free bi-weekly video newsletter where you can get everything you need to know about what myself and the team are doing. You can also go through the website, have a look at the courses, the education material, and see if there's anything there that you would like to do. Guys, visit TraderCobb.com now. Okay, so I've just got back from a show in Melbourne, Australia. And it was a weekend spent with many different projects and many different people in the space. And it was really, really fascinating. Guys, some fantastic guests for the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. And some awesome interviews. There's a project, one in particular, that I am very, very excited about. When you listen to the interviews, you'll know which one that is. I make it pretty clear. So guys, keep your ears open and your eyes open for what is coming over the next week or so from that particular event. So, it's been a flat-out period of time for me. 2 days at the event means that Monday morning I'm rather jaded. It was a long weekend. Now, I haven't really looked at the market all that much. Had a quick squeeze here and there, and I'm coming back in and having a look at it now. And it appears to me that nothing has really happened over the weekend, which doesn't come as much of a surprise. As a matter of fact, these days it is more of a surprise when something actually does happen over the weekend, such as we saw last weekend. This weekend we went very, very sideways. Bitcoin is doing nothing of interest on any time frame. And I really mean that. It is an absolute nothing fest out there right now. Nothing to do, nothing to think about, nothing at all. I'm going to run you through the top 10 and just see how everything's positioned. Because right now the Bitcoin market, or sorry, right now Bitcoin is down, but it's not done anything. I mean, we're still sitting underneath 65.53, that support level, that old support level, which is apparently a little bit of resistance at the moment because price has all weekend hovered around that level, not pulling away from that level, not pushing away to the downside and not pushing away to the upside. It is really doing nothing at all. That was a past life. Ethereum against the dollar also sitting around that $500 mark. As a matter of fact, $499 right now. Just clinging on to that $500 mark, it's actually $510, hanging on to there. Not really sure of what it's going to do either. Bitcoin Cash is holding those lows as well. What I'm looking for across the market right now is, and I know you can't see this because you're on the podcast, I'm looking for horizontal levels. I'm looking for Bitcoin breakout trades. Now, if you don't know what the Bitcoin breakout is, get with the program, guys. Come on, I've been doing this long enough. Get across, get the strategy, and let's get going. But no flat levels apparent at this stage. That's the sort of thing I'm looking for. Because when we see periods of consolidation, that's when Bitcoin breakouts work. And don't forget that the three strategies that I employ, the crypto cradle, the Bitcoin breakout, and the Fibonacci booster, are completely designed around the market moving in one of three ways. The first way is it consolidates, much the same as it's doing now, and then often it will offer up an opportunity for a support or resistance breakout level. Now that is the Bitcoin breakout, the follow-up move after a consolidation. After that, we see the market trend, and the market trends in one of two ways. It pulls back and it pauses, giving us a small candle in that cradle zone, and then it moves on. That's why the crypto cradle is such a powerful and used strategy. The third way is that when the market's moving fast, it doesn't actually do the pause. It just pulls back and bounces immediately. That's the Fibonacci booster. So each of these strategies are designed for different movements in the market, different times in the market. And right now, because the market is sideways, it is consolidating, it is the Bitcoin breakout that I turn to see if I can find any trades. And so far, nothing as of yet. There is a little bit of a flat level starting to form on EOS around that 10.33 level on a 15 minute. But to be honest with you, if I look at the higher time frames, that it really isn't inspiring as far as directional confidence for me, and that's on EOS. Cardano is also exactly the same. And I'd like to see these flat levels forming right now on the higher time frames, maybe the 2 hour, the 4 hour, that sort of thing. I just don't have it right now. The market's just not clear enough right now. And those of you who have been listening and watching the show for long enough will know that I have a saying. It says, if it's not clear, it's not there. And at the moment, the market is certainly not showing me enough clarity. It is very, very sideways on IOTA as well. It is very, very sideways on NEO. It is very, very sideways on Ripple. There is no support levels there for me to trade. Ripple is, in fact, sitting underneath its support of 54 cents. And, you know, there's more support down there at 45, but there's plenty of room for a move down to that level. We're just not seeing any confidence in the market in either direction. Litecoin, the final one in my top 10, also doing the same. It has had a very, very good run to the downside, broken 100, and it's holding well below $100. Right now, it's sitting at $96 and looking rather lost, like a puppy looking for its owner. It's just meandering around, wagging its tail, but not not enthusiastically, like a happy dog. It's just sort of, it's just like a slow wag. It's waiting to see what is going to happen, and we might find that it kicks off today. We might see the Australasian session be a leader today. We may see it be the European session. We may see it be the US session. But what I can say to you guys is that right now, as it stands, the market is not providing me with any fantastic opportunities within that top 10. Now, that being said, I have a look at crosses against Bitcoin on my top 100 scan for my live trading floor and VIP members. And there are some opportunities there. There are some very, very good trends in that market. So I must wrap this show up, get it out to you, and get across to do my scan. Have a fantastic day, guys. Be safe, be smart, be wise, and be educated. Get across to TraderCobb.com, where you can get all of your trading education, trading strategy, with strict written checklists and daily video content and commentary. Join up to the bi-weekly video newsletter if you're not already there, and have a surf through the entire website. If it floats your boat, get on board. Have a good day. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out TraderCobb.com, because experience matters.